As big as that protest may have been, about 8 million New Yorkers didn't show up. But they are thinking about the effectiveness of protest, thinking about the threats of war, thinking about terrorism. NPR's Rick Carr reports.
Before the rally started, the streets of the Bohemian Williamsburg section of Brooklyn were swamped with people headed into Manhattan to protest. By noon, the crowds had thinned. Lauren lives in Williamsburg. She said she'd only decided this morning to go to the rally, and she still wasn't entirely sold on the idea as she headed out late.
I'm feeling a little unenthusiastic about the protest movement. It seems like it's a little trendy, but critical mass is important.
Lauren's friend Kitten says she's frustrated with protest because it seems like nobody's really paying attention.
The media doesn't pay attention to it. That's a pretty big problem. I mean, CNN and all of those other stations are all owned by the same people, so how is anybody going to get the right message?
Across the East River in the Tony Soho section of Manhattan, the galleries, designer shops, and cafes were open for business as usual. Kobe was manning an outdoor stall that sells hats, scarves, and gloves. He said there were far fewer shoppers on the streets of Soho today than on a typical Saturday on a typical three-day weekend.
But like you see, there is no people. No people.
Kobe's Israeli. He's been in New York for 3 years. He thinks the thin crowds could have been because of the protests or because New Yorkers are afraid of a terrorist attack.
I don't know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen? I hope for good. That's it. This is what I have in my heart. Just hope.
An entirely unscientific survey on the streets of Soho suggested that many of those who were out were tourists. Others said they had pressing business, though they'd wanted to attend the protest. Still others didn't want to answer any questions. And a few people said they simply didn't see the point of going to the rally.
I don't know. We have things to do.
Kat was sitting outside a Soho cafe, sipping coffee and eating pastry with her husband, Artis. He said they both think the talk of war, quote, sucks. But he thinks his opinion doesn't make any difference.
Protesting doesn't work. Just like the Million Man March, for example. Everybody went home to their same problem.
No, I think at the end, it's going to be the government's decision.
Exactly.
They're going to do what they're going to do, regardless of how much noise we make and blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
Artis says he may be a little cynical about the power of protest because he grew up in Haiti. As for the fear of a terrorist attack on New York, he said if that's going to happen, what's the point of sitting at home?
You know?
If New York go, I want to go with New York. That's basically my point.
What matters, Artis said, is the vibrancy of life in New York. He thinks it'll take more than the threats of terrorism and war and mass protests to make a dent in that. Rick Carr, NPR News, New York.